Sub Headlines.
A lot of players still out for the Bruins, but Patrice Bergeron made it back onto the ice last night. Man, the Bruins beat the Wild in Minnesota 2-1. Patrice logging over 19 minutes of ice time in the win. Tuukka Rask was in net, stopped 24 shots. Brad Marchand with the game winner in overtime. Next up, the Bruins will wrap their road trip tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Celtics over the Sacramento Kings last night, 104-93. Jaylen Brown, that was tough. Those guys are quick.
Well, the Kings, they play really fast, so they're probably one of the fastest paces in the league. But the physicality of it, you know, I haven't done any 5-on-5 when I was out. So getting back to bumping and filling those roles and that contact, that was the difference.
That was the difference indeed, as Jaylen Brown made his return. He hadn't played for a couple of weeks due to the concussion. Also, Terry Rozier with a career-high 33 points last night. Road trip will continue for the Celtics tonight when they take on the Suns in Phoenix. Sean Grady, Cedric Maxwell on the call. Tip just after 10 right here on the Sports Hub. Bubba Watson over Kevin Kisner yesterday at the WGC Match Play. 7-6 to win the title. Final four are all set. Loyola will play Michigan in the early game on Saturday, followed by Kansas and Villanova. Headlines are brought to you by D'Amico Dental Care in Watertown. Tony Maz's dentist, who utilizes 3D technology to replace broken or missing teeth. If you need a dental implant, visit D'AmicoDMD.com today. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Talking about the Pats, Sox, Celts, Bruin Revolution. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tell you this Daron Harmon story has opened our eyes.
That's a whole new world to me.
The market of fake items that really serve as safes. Zoe mentioned the Barbasol shaving cream can, the fake can with the screw bottom.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Newman uses it.
A quick Google reveals you can buy basically anything that comes in a can.
Yeah,
as a fake item with a screw bottom.
God, did we find a good one?
What's a good one?
The Axe one.
Axe body spray.
Axe body spray, that little can.
That's something you would be traveling with.
That's something you would
You would just see that and keep moving. You know, the 99-cent Arizona iced tea, you'd be like, why did you pack that in your suitcase?
That is the dumbest thing ever. Or potatoes.
All right, lint roller. That's a good one, because a lint roller is something you might be traveling with. Oh, what? You can't afford the iced tea in Costa Rica? You need to bring the Arizona one? Well, this looks suspicious.
There's a whole market for these things.
Wow. Yeah, there is. There's a market for it, clearly.
No, Jim, nobody's going to put WD-40 or STP.
STP.
I mean, it used to be like the fake book or the fake Bible, right?
It's literally anything.
Now it's literally anything.
Yeah.
The Arizona Tea Diversion Can Safe is only $10.99 on this website. I'm looking at the screw bottom. It's nice, really. It's good. 617-779-0985. Why don't we start off this hour by taking some of your calls? Because we've got a lot of them.
Thanks for hanging.
Jim and Gardner. Hi, Jim.
So this is wicked easy to do. So I've done this numerous times.
What do you do?
Plenty of success. So I'm a smoker. Similar to what the other guy was talking about, except you don't empty out all your cigarettes. You just roll up a bunch of joints and you open a pack of butts, take a few of the cigarettes out, put the joints back in where the cigarettes were, and then stuff it back in the carton you bought.
Okay, how about 2 ounces? How would you do that?
Well, you would just have to open a whole bunch of cigarettes.
Do you really need to smoke weed? I'm going away for 3 days. I need to smoke so much weed when I go away.
Or buy it when you get there.
Buy it when you get there, Daron. That's all I ask.
But that may not be the right stuff, Beetle.
That's what I'm saying.
I want my stuff.
Strain.
Yeah.
Didn't he have little tubes of like the vapor stuff too, or like the ointments and the rubs? Those little vials that were next to it laid out. It's like that medicinal one, right? The marijuana. If you're sore, you rub it on. A little cream. Not with the hallucinogens in them. But...
The what?
Whatever. I don't.
Three pipes with cannabis oil, a THC candy, and four glass containers of compressed marijuana. Weighing 4.3 grams.
Now it's a party.
I just Googled how many joints in 2 ounces. Apparently it's 57 joints per ounce.
Oh, my God!
Per ounce.
Well, it depends on what kind of joint.
It depends on how big the joint is, but
so
sure.
If he's going to roll a couple fatties, so you're going to say he can roll like 65 to 80 joints.
Jim, just Google an ounce of weed and look at how much physically it looks like.
Well, I already sent out the link. What,
oh, you did.
What 58 grams looks like. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, about 100 joints. That's what he had with
well,
him.
If you're, there's going to be a lot of smoking going if on.
Because most people can't conceptualize the amount
wow.
of amount of weed it is, but you
oh
put it in the
God.
Oh, it's a decent
terms,
amount. It's
yeah.
not an amount you should be traveling
it's like
with.
A dealer
internationally or domestically. I wouldn't advise you to be shoving 2 ounces of weed in your bag.
Did he have a log book with him? Like baby did.
Neil in the car. Neil.
Hey boys, first time, long time.
Hey,
I've only done this domestically, but a few times I've traveled in my check bag, I've had a rolled up air mattress and been able to bring about a quarter to a half ounce and just rolled in the center of it, because when they x-ray your whole bag, it just looks like a solid core of rubber, and they're not going to take the time to unroll the whole air mattress to look at it.
Wow.
Air mattress.
I think that would be
the
like
lengths that people will go to. It's impressive.
That would be an indicator, too, though.
Like, yeah, to me. I traveled with my air mattress and checked it so that I could bring my ounce of weed.
Yeah, did you need an air mattress
thing,
where right. you were going? No, but I needed that quarter ounce.
You know, people travel with all the time. We do too. Noise
my
machine. The little noise machines. You know, those little the noise makers, the white noise makers. So I would invent something to unscrew the bottom of that to put something
there's
in
there. There's a lot of things you travel with.
We
it doesn't
so
have
much.
To be a white noise machine.
Why? We took two of them to Foxwoods. It was great.
Wait, you traveled with those?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Why don't you just get a white noise app on your phone?
I do have it on there. But like for some reason, like it's not the same. It doesn't sound the same, and then it cuts out. I don't know.
Then I'd have to bring my Bluetooth speaker. It'd just be too much.
About Bluetooth speaker? Weed stash, though. Just rip the innards out. There you go.
Paulie and Denham. Hi, Paulie.
Hey, boys. What's happening?
Listen,
I'll tell you what you do. You don't. Okay, everybody's getting checked with a microscope nowadays when they're traveling. So anybody that brings any sort of contraband on board with them or tries to get on board with them, tries to come into a country, they probably figure it's a third world nation. They'll never know the difference. Well, those people actually are smarter because they got to do everything. They got to know. You know, they got to be very instinctive. What a fool. You know, I don't know if I want them playing free safety for me, man. I know they need one safety. They might need two now.
Oh, what? You're going to get rid of them over this?
I don't want to know if I want to be in my goal if he's that foolish. But great minds think alike. Let me tell you something, pal.
Oh,
that was Butler's comments and Coach Belichick's comments with Kofa. Yes, something happened. We ain't telling you. That's policy down there. Everything's between player and coach. They never talk out of school. That's the way it goes.
You know? All right, let's stop on this first point. Daron Harmon, should his job be in jeopardy on the Patriots roster because of this?
No.
Hell no. People, please.
What if we're like flying and like the play-by-play guy gets busted with a big thing of weed? Like, what would Sosie pack it in? His little binoculars. Little tiny. Look how little these binoculars are.
Oh, well, he certainly wouldn't need 2 ounces. He's small. You know, he doesn't need as much.
Oh, I don't know. Like, calm him down a little bit. Just chill out.
Man. Bulldog. You
know, yeah. Easy, Tonto. You know, just calm down.
No, his job should not be in jeopardy. Was it foolish? Yes. He's not a foolish guy, though. It's actually a smart guy. I'm stunned. I'm legit stunned that he tried this.
This is a lot of
you know him. Like, you know him.
Oh, yeah. He is the most easygoing, nice, laid-back guy. And he's smart.
But he's not a dope.
He's not stupid.
He's a smart guy.
He's very smart. Very smart. He makes all the calls back then.
I'm like, what? Daron Harmon did this? No, yeah, it's got to be a mistake. Nope. Daron Harmon tried that.
Like, Cheech and Chong
smart
would
dude.
Do this. You know, Tommy Chong would try. That's a lot of weed, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's not like you're moving to Costa Rica. I'm taking all my weed with me. I'm going to Costa Rica for 4 days.
We'll do one more segment of the weed talk.
You can't smoke that much weed in 4 days.
One more segment of Daron Harmon's weed story, and then we've got to move on from it. Because we can't let the weed calls overrun the board. I know all
sure
the pothead listeners want to keep talking about their weed and traveling with their weed.
You got Murray, 2-6.
One more segment of this next.
Are they aliens? The Sports Hub.
Want to know what the call screener says right now?
Smoke.
Oh, man. How to get weed on vacation, weed story, weed smuggling, Harmon / weed, Harmon.
I could crank this tune.
And another subject line that is yet to be filled out. You get the point. Let's rifle through them. Kevin and Quincy, go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, my buddies and I used to go every year to Myrtle Beach for a golf trip, and it's tougher to get, you know, stuff down there than you'd think, but we stuffed a golf shaft with some pre-rolled joints and got it down there, no problem.
Interesting. Hey. You ever stuffed a golf shaft?
They have the ones with alcohol. You fill a couple clubs with that. Hardy knows what I'm talking about. You unscrew it, fill the whole shaft.
Yeah, that's right.
Fill that whole shaft with alcohol.
Beer on the course.
How big are those shafts? They have the 3-foot ones. If you get the driver, they have the edge, or you could unscrew the edge of the driver.
I don't know. I think they're umbrellas more than anything.
I don't think so.
Well, whatever they are,
thicker shaft.
They have the cooler. If you have your shaft regripped.
Okay, Brian in Framingham. Brian.
I had a surefire way to find it. If it's going to be difficult to bring it wherever you're going,
where's the fun in that?
It's called Wookiee hunting. You know the Wookiees from Star Wars?
No.
Yes.
You can look it up. I'm not making this up.
What does this mean? Okay. Oh, you mean find weed once you're on vacation?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
not
I'm sorry.
Bring it.
Sorry, I thought you meant I know how to spot the fake weed. You know, in the.
Well, go back to the Wookiee. How's the Wookiee got anything to do with it from Star Wars?
Okay, so this is where the Wookiee thing comes into play. You can look it up. I didn't make this up.
Okay.
You hunt for the guy with the biggest, burliest beard and the nastiest, gnarliest dreads.
Okay. Jimmy Stewart.
You
yep.
can find. It's called Wookiee hunting. You can look it up. And they're usually a friendly sort of people. And you might be able to score something that way.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, my God.
Wookiee hunter. Is there an app for that? Can you get an app?
I thought he was talking about an app, and then he's just, no, he's giving it his own
David
name.
David and Lynn. David.
Yeah, guys. Years ago, my buddies and I took a trip out to Colorado for a Patriots game long before recreational marijuana was legalized. So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Real easy way. You don't check it in your luggage. Here's what you do. Clear sandwich bag, right? You roll it up nice and tight. It goes right in your tighty whities under the smoke.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, surefire way.
When you get on the plane, you go to the bathroom and you put it in your carry-on bag, and you're good to go.
Oh, God.
That's it, guys.
Okay.
Explain this again.
He wants to put the weed in his underwear.
But say you
just got to watch out so it doesn't get tainted.
Hold on. Time out. There's no way this happened.
Yeah, he rolled it up real tight.
Because hold on. No. The last two times that I've gone on a flight, you have to get in one of those, it's the half circle that goes around you, the scan thing.
Correct.
You stand up and you put your hands above your head. And I thought I completely emptied my pockets. I had a ticket in my back left pocket. And I had just a little piece of paper in my right pocket in the other flight I went in.
Yeah.
And I got pulled aside for both because both popped up on the thing. And I thought I got rid of all my metal.
Well, he said years ago.
She's like, oh, yeah, years ago.
You didn't have that years
ago. That wouldn't fly now because that bag would pop up.
Unless you get the right line.
You can request the wand, though. You don't have to go through that machine. You can request the wand.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the machine.
Yeah, that's an indicator,
I can see
too.
My
you know
privates.
What? Hey, I'm not going
wand.
In the machine. Wand me. They're like, okay, what do we got here? Let's get close. Let's check him out. Just, I don't know.
Nick is in Webster. Nick.
Hey, Beetle.
Sup, Zo?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm just going to say, I hate to defend Daron Harmon, but when you go to Costa Rica, you never really know what kind of weed you're getting. It could be laced with something, and him being a millionaire, he's probably got some pretty good stuff. Am I right?
Well, if you get down there, I mean, wouldn't you want the laced stuff?
No, you don't want anything that has any type of chemicals in it or
something
whatnot.
Something that could trip a PED test is what you're saying.
Mm. I wonder if his weed's clean.
You don't want a pee dog. You know, you don't want to get, you might want to get high, but you don't want to get wet.
I mean, you don't want to be Chandler Jones.
Ill. You don't want to get button naked. The PCP.
You don't want to end up praying.
Angel dust.
Yeah. Let's go down to see the cops. Help me. See me? No shirt, no shoes. I need help. Let's get me there.
Craig in Plymouth. Hey, Craig.
How you doing, guys? Good. First time, long time.
Terrific.
I got a question. Are you only allowed 4 ounces of liquid into your bag anyways?
Yeah, there's several problems with the plan.
I think in a check bag you're allowed. You can put more in a check bag.
But you're looking at 20 ounces of liquid. Wouldn't that just kind of stick out that you get drinks?
No, this was a check bag. This was not a carry-on.
No, I agree with you. A metal can in a suitcase might be like, what is that?
Yeah.
What's in the suitcase?
Right.
It sticks out. I mean,
I'd go with the axe bottle.
I've checked booze before. Like on vacation where you go away, you can either buy it in the airport or
they
you
take
can check it.
They take it.
No, they don't take it.
Really?
No.
Oh, you buy it in the duty free.
Yeah, but if you buy it in the duty free, you can carry it on because you're already in the airport.
Right.
But
right.
You can all if you buy it like somewhere where you buy something local, you can check it. You can.
I never understood duty free. I still don't to this day.
What is there to understand?
Anything. I don't know. Every like place we would go outside the country, you want to, the first place you see when you get to the airport is duty free. You can buy it, but you can't take it. But is it tax free? What does it mean, duty free? What's duty mean? What's
taxes.
Free that's duty?
Like additional, like federal or taxes.
So you're saying I can get in inside the airport, clear security, buy
some
the thing,
places
carry
you have to have
it
on
the plane.
You have to
it?
Have an international boarding pass to get duty free stuff in some places.
Yes,
it's confusing.
But most places that you do.
Right.
Because we were going to buy it, and the lady said, well, you can't have it yet. I'm like, what do you, I don't understand.
Because, all right, you know, I'm not going to explain it to you. I'll explain it to you off the air. How's that sound?
That's fine.
Okay.
Because she didn't explain it well.
Chris and Lowell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey.
What's up? Nothing. So
nothing.
I think the thing that everyone's overlooking here is the oil. Yeah, 2 ounces of pot is a lot. But do you guys know how much 4 grams of oil is?
No.
No. Explain.
That is a whole lot. You take.
What do you do with the oil?
Smoke
it. Well, you just smoke it. It's the same thing. You just smoke it too. But the problem is.
Oh, boy.
You take one of the oil rips from one of those pens, and that's equal to smoking a whole joint by yourself. Those things.
Oh, like Murray's.
Those things do some damage. So 4 grams of that oil, he's going to have a good time in Costa Rica.
I'm gonna know.
Wandering around the beach, and the other thing that you overlook when you can't go buy out of the country. I travel to Aruba pretty often. The problem with picking up down there is that the guys know that you're stuck. You got nowhere to go, so they're gonna sell you half of what they should give you for double the price.
The upcharge, right?
And yeah,
but when you're a millionaire, you don't have to worry about the upcharge,
right?
That's true, but you if you're a millionaire, you might find yourself in some unsavory positions over there in Costa Rica, though. I don't know.
It's true.
See, I want to note, and he put out an apology, and he wrote a nice apology. I mean, it's kind of what you got to do, but it's pretty standard. But he apologized to everybody, the fans, coach, the owner. I'd also like to apologize to my kids and my wife. Were the kids and the wife with him going to Costa Rica, or were they not with him? Or was this a boys' trip? And all of a sudden, he got busted on something. So he's like, now I have to earn everybody's trust back. Doesn't sound like he had the family with him. Not that it makes it worse, but now you got some explaining to do. Where are you going and what are you doing? I thought you told me you were going like on a workout trip. Yeah. Ford DB is going to go work out. You go to Arizona to boot camp. You know how they always do that training? He's one of those guys that trains with all those guys. Might not be allowed to go to Arizona now by himself.
According to who? What are you talking about?
The wife. He apologized to the wife in his thing. He said, I got a lot of...
Come on, he's issuing a standard apology. Mm-hmm. You think if he smokes weed on a regular basis, his wife doesn't know?
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe something's all of a sudden we found something.
No, but now she has to hear from it, from her family and friends and all
she
that stuff.
She may have been there. How do we know?
I don't know that. I'm just saying. Usually don't apologize to the wife.
She may have been looking
you.
For a party, too.
Hey, then now it's a real party, then.
Yeah, hopefully all 100 joints Twinkies. Went for him.
They were going there for somebody. Whew. I don't think you smoked that much weed in a month. Can you?
Maybe he was going for a month.
Maybe he was. Well, workouts start like next week, I think.
No.
Yeah. Mid-April.
Well, yeah. Believe it or not, there are people telling us that it's not all that much. Yeah, 2 ounces isn't all that much. 4 or 5 people. Might be for a week, depending on how much everybody smokes.
I'm talking about it's a lot to bring on an airplane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. You could argue that anybody who's got, you know, a lot to lose in terms of, like, you know, respectability and a job and
money
and money that you might want to go with none. Might want to have somebody else bring it.
Right. Where's your fall guy?
Right.
Where's your fall guy? Where's Chris Carter with the advice? 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Wow. Okay, no more of those calls. We've done them. We've covered it, right,
Thank
Artie?
Thank you. Thank
we covered
you.
It.
Good call.
We're moving on. It was fun, but we're moving on. We're going to move on to Kyrie Irving next.
Sports Hub headlines.
An overtime winner for, who else? Brad Marchand last night. 2-1 the final from Minnesota. Coach Cassidy after the game.
Teams trade chances. That's the way it usually, I mean, there's going to be some turnovers, but usually it's because of an attack. So at some point when he's out there, if you get puck possession, you're probably going to generate something. And he's really been able to finish.
Yeah, so he got possession of that puck on a nifty pass. A little carom off the board from Torrey Krug. Next up, the Bruins wrap up their road trip tomorrow night. In Winnipeg, Celtics beat the Kings last night 104-93. Terry Rozier, a career-high 33 points. Jaylen Brown added 19, his first game back since he missed a couple weeks with a concussion. They'll go again tonight. Not Sacramento, though. Celtics, they're in Phoenix to play the Suns. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the call. Pre-game 9:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. A win for Bubba Watson at the WGC match play event yesterday in Austin. He beat Kevin Kisner 7-6. Headlines. Brought to you by Boston Laser. Do what Gerard Mayo did. Start seeing 2020 with a LASIK procedure at Boston Laser. 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens? Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Irving had a minimally invasive procedure over the weekend that will allow him to return to basketball activity in 3 to 6 weeks. As Brad Stevens said last night in Sacramento, that means he'll be back and he'll be capable of doing something basketball activity related, but not necessarily playing in games.
Resume basketball activities.
Dribbling.
Right. What's the equivalent of long toss?
Three-point toss from a chair?
Free throws, yeah, by yourself.
Right. Folding chair free throws.
Just like Gordon Hayward. Put your foot in the boot. Right. And just get him up. Put your foot in the leg.
He'll be taking free throws in the gym. 3 to 6 weeks.
At least he's got that movie coming out.
I mean, here's the truth of the matter. We could be 6 weeks down the road, and he's not playing in games. Some people have suggested that Kyrie Irving shut it down. Give it up. Send him packing. Given the Marcus Smart injury, given the fact that this team's not going anywhere without Kyrie, maybe it's a good idea to just prevent further damage, shut him down, be done with him. I am so against that. Because, one, I don't see the sound reasoning in it, and I know that a lot of people have used the, well, he could be doing further damage by playing. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's a possibility. In fact, I don't think the team would want him to play if there was a chance of further damage. The team is thinking the same way anyone else is thinking.
Yeah.
Now you start thinking about Kyrie Irving the way you think about Gordon Hayward. Like, well, what are we going to gain by bringing him back early? What's the difference, really? If you wouldn't even consider bringing Gordon Hayward back this year, are you going to rush Kyrie Irving back? Not that they would rush him back anyway. But
I don't think they're going to rush him back.
No, I'm a bit on this too.
But I wouldn't. I think they're very different though, because you go from a guy who hasn't played in months versus a guy who's dealing with something that's minor.
I'm a bit on this too.
If you're not all in for winning this year, why do you bring him back a second earlier than you have to?
Well, all in meaning what? Because if you don't think they can win the championship, shut it down and don't bother. I hate that way of thinking.
Well.
That sucks. Who thinks like that? What professional player?
Nothing's perfect this year.
Or GM feels that way.
And nothing's perfect this year.
I think they feel exactly that way about Gordon Hayward.
I don't think that's what's factoring into that.
You don't think he'd be ready to play basketball this year?
No, I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's close to ready. And I think that's why he won't play.
I think he would be ready before the end of the season, and he's not going to play.
Ready in terms of what? Ready to be a starter and play full minutes every night?
No, be a six-man.
Six-man spot guy. Off the bench.
Yeah, I think he'd be ready for that.
I'm not sure that he would, but I think that putting him in the same basket is
only for home games. Only for home games, so the home crowd goes crazy. You want to light that building up? Bring Gordon Hayward dressed in warm-ups. Oh my God, Gordon Hayward's in warm-ups.
Oh boy!
Now it's a whole other conversation if they continue to win and figure out how to keep their heads well above water without him.
Well, here's my question. Maybe Kyrie does get ruled out at some point because the rehab is not going the way they had planned it to. Maybe that happens. But here would be my question. Why do it now? What's the purpose of doing that now?
Because there's a chance that we could get this wire out, and it's descriptive as to what they did. They took a tension wire out, and when you Google this and you read into it and you look at the videos to what Beetle studied this thing hard too over the weekend. And if the bone heals the way bone heals, and if the tension wires have kept this thing secured, you take it off and it should be fine. That's about discomfort, swelling, and pain management after that. And it's from the 3 to 6 week range. And see what it's like. See what it's like when he comes off it. And you may have the ability, say you're up 2-0 in a series, to push that back even more. That's why you left that big window there. I feel better about him moving forward as a 25-year-old player. I'm talking about long-term. Did you win this trade? You know, securing him, you know, max player, all that stuff. I feel better about that because he should be fully healed. This shouldn't be like, okay, Derrick Rose, who hurt his knee, is going to come back and continue to have issues as a player. This is not inside the knee. This is a bone on the outside of the knee. And you look at it, it's just, wow, I can't believe people rebuild kneecaps and hold it together with these tension wires. This is crazy. And this guy's been able to play with that. That's pretty good. I think he's going to come back bigger and stronger. Faster, stronger. And that bone should be good to go. Take the wire out. Clean it up. Keep him in one of those condensed, therapeutic leg things and whatever you need to do from an oxygenating standpoint. Flood that area with it to help the healing process. Look how Brady took care of his damn hand for 2 weeks. Find a way to get this guy back in three. All that stuff. And I think he wants to come back, and I think that's the biggest part of this. That, he's having a good time. He likes it here. He wants to play. He wants a shot at LeBron. All that's in play, but be smart about it. We got good medical people here. I'm not going to rush him back if he ain't ready. If that thing's that sore, if it continues to swell. If you come out of this and you think, wow, I don't have the discomfort that I had 2 weeks ago. This is the right decision we made to get rid of the wire now instead of postseason. I'm going to be as effective as hell in the playoffs when I come back.
Jim is in Beverly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what do you say, guys?
Hey.
What's up? So I get what they did. You know, he's in a lot of pain. But what did they wait, 2 weeks? Well, they were letting them wrestle get better. If they pulled the trigger on it right away, it would already be 2 weeks in. You'd be back in like a week or two. No?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this over a week ago, right? With the knee issues and that, you're sort of locked into that 2 seed, right? I mean, I see what you're saying.
But Jim, he's been dealing with this for 2 years, and he hasn't missed significant time as a result. And he may have thought, oh, I just need to rest and I'll be good again.
Yeah.
And this time it wasn't. And that's, I mean, maybe they're acting quickly and we don't even know it.
No, I get that. It's just, if you jump on it right away, it would already be 2 weeks in. Like, oh, what a great idea. Put Hayward on the floor in a warm-up. Forget about it. The place will go wild.
I'm saying, like, if there's a chance and he's cleared medically, Not saying throw him in a starting lineup and put all this pressure on that guy. Say you get guys into foul trouble. You have somebody goes down. Look at the injuries they've sustained this year. Swing guy off the bench. I mean, come on.
There is value in winning. There's value in winning in the playoffs. There is value in going as deep as the team could possibly go. If they get Smart back, if they get Kyrie Irving back, could you see a scenario in which the Celtics somehow make it to the finals? Could you see it?
Yeah.
Is it a possibility?
Yes.
May not be the favorite if you got guys that are banged up and coming back from injury, but I could see it. I know Toronto's a really good team. I know Cleveland with LeBron is always going to be a challenge, but I could see it. And if, even if you got a shot, even if it's a 1 in 5 chance, why would you not want to try that out? Why would you not want to see where that goes? So I don't see any value in shutting him down. And for some reason, I you know, Jim said it earlier, maybe Celtics fans are like mentally preparing themselves to not go as deep as they thought the team was going to go. Because there's a lot of this talk of shutting Kyrie down. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. 617-779-0985. You want to weigh in on Kyrie Irving after the news over the weekend, feel free. Also over the weekend, Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, put together a lineup that looks like it could be the lineup we see on opening day and see at the start of the season. We'll talk about that next.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
So, you happen to catch the Red Sox starting lineup yesterday?
I heard there's a little shakeup at 2-4.
Well, let's get to it. I texted Jim Louth yesterday as soon as I saw this. I knew Jim would be into this.
Where'd they bat the greatest center fielder to ever play the game?
Which guy would that be?
Oh, Jackie Bradley.
Whoever called him. Come on.
Not a lot of people around here.
Whoever said that?
Greatest ever seen play it.
That's nonsense.
Heard that
talked by. You're making that up.
Beat writers.
You're making that up.
Go to, nope. Nope.
Making it up.
Just got to get him hitting the ball well. That's all. Get him up over 300, huh?
Yeah. Well, there's also a story on this today in the Boston Globe. What, Hardy?
It's completely separate. Kieran Garigian has a quote.
Uh-oh.
So we need to... It's important enough to pause the baseball conversation.
Robert Kraft, I think it is.
Based on everything we've talked about.
Robert
the last
Kraft
2 months.
Is speaking right now. Robert Kraft is talking.
Okay.
Down at the owners' meetings, down at Orlando. What do you got?
Robert Kraft said if Bill Belichick made an error coaching, quote, for the right reason, he has no issue with it. Speaking in relation to Malcolm Butler.
Thank you.
So Robert Kraft said.
My point stands.
Yeah, it may have been a mistake coaching, but if he did it for the right reason. Then I have no issue with it.
No, he basically said he made a mistake. But if it was for the right reason, he's okay with it.
But if he's saying, shouldn't he know by now if it were for the right reason?
Yeah, they had that dinner at Davio's after the fact.
That indicates that he doesn't know.
It just adds more drama to this whole
thing.
What? This keeps it alive. Thank you. This thing ain't the bed.
No. Not until somebody says why.
Okay, so obviously then this is not a football decision. Something happened, and he was benched for a reason.
See, that's what I get from it, too, though. It doesn't feel
he started 17 games!
Okay, but what if they talk, and Belichick doesn't give Kraft a good enough reason for it? What happens then? Then he gets mad?
No, then it's still alive, and we have to assume. Why do you think Mike Reese flew down there? To get a concrete reason, and he phrased it as, fans want to know. Well, we're not going to talk about last year.
How about last month?
That's a good point.
Any chance you talk about last month, Coach?
Wasn't that long ago. Feels like it was yesterday.
No, it was the last game he played.
I remember sitting up there in that end zone.
For the right reason.
What? This brings back life to it. This. Wow.
So how do they not know?
Bill yesterday ahead of it called this meeting to talk to reporters to sort of get ahead of it.
Is that because
to start to bury it? And now it's been. A fire got lit.
Now, Grant, we haven't heard it, so it'll be different when we hear it.
I need to hear
I'm
him
wondering,
tone.
I wonder if he's saying that he's putting that if because he doesn't want to say it was for the right reason. Because then we'd sit there and say, well, what was the reason? You obviously know the reason. he's just kind of he's saying it in hypothetical so that he doesn't have to give you a concrete I know or don't know answer. Maybe that's why he's doing that. Would make sense.
He's, and I think in a roundabout way, he's telling you, but not telling you, he knows what the reason's for and he's okay with it. But probably from a public perception and losing it and how fans get, you know, you're just so twisted by it, you probably wouldn't accept this reason as a fan. Does that make any sense?
Maybe. What else did he say about Butler today? Anything?
That's all I have so far.
He hoped that Butler would have been a Patriot for all of his days, is the quote.
That makes sense. I mean, guy made one of the most historical plays in Super Bowl history. They actually put an exhibit like that to emulate that at the hall at Patriot Place. So you as a fan can go there and experience what Malcolm did and emulate it. He had a competitive 4 years here as a starter. Played more so than any other defensive back. 98% again. The last 4 years. A lot of respect from the head coach. Oh, he doesn't compete. Doesn't take plays off. Good motor. Yeah, you would expect him. You would want him to begin his career here as a undrafted guy, to earn his starting spot, to earn a contract, and eventually play many years here, earn two Super Bowls.
I love this other quote, though.
What's wrong with saying that?
Again, the tweet reads, Robert Kraft said, if Bill Belichick made an error in coaching for the right reason, he has no issue with it, speaking in relation to Butler. So he would have a problem with it if it were for what he deems the wrong reason.
What was the question?
I don't know.
Who said error? Did the interviewer?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
Because that way, you reading it that way, sounds like Robert believes he erred, but did it for the right reason.
Kraft also said...
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Kraft also said that there was, in fact, a meeting between him, Belichick, and Brady this offseason. The quote, the residual of this loss was hard on everyone. So the three of them, as we were talking about earlier, did in fact sit down.
And the continuation of that is... But I see this as a high-class problem.
Yeah. And he's doubling down. He said that
before, too. But he says it's a problem.
He said high-class problem before, too.
Yes, he said yes.
Right? Raising the banner is a high-class problem.
He said, yes, we've had the meeting, and just to be clear, we have meetings all the time. We're not a big bureaucratic organization. The off-season meetings, the Brady talking about he doesn't want to know if he wants to go, Gronkowski talking
about it. 4 days
it,
after the loss. Gronkowski said retirement in the post-game press conference. That's like fresh.
And I'll talk about it until we're blue in the face. I love it. Right? Good. Let's keep talking about it. I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary. It's what I said the first time we were talking about with Brady, when that thing was taped a few days after the Super Bowl loss, and he's thinking about, God, that really sucked.
I don't even think there's...
Is it worth it?
I don't even care about the tension between the big three, because I think that's like normal. It is 18 years of the same... Over and over. Eventually it wears on you.
No, I think there's more. I think there's more now, and I think that's legit.
I know that's more, but I don't think that's going to be like the driving ending for it. Like, this decision for to not play Butler is big.
That decision was discussed in the Big Three meeting.
Pardon me?
You think that decision was discussed in that meeting?
I think that's what the meeting was about.
No. You think Brady, Kraft, and Belichick got together and had a meeting about why Malcolm Butler didn't play?
No, but I think like how do we get here? Because let's face it, in all different ways, no three works harder than those three. Bill, from the crunching standpoint of team building, like he's doing now, the amount of hours. You know, if I'm locked in and I can't even talk to my own coordinator about taking a head coaching gig because I'm so locked into a game plan that ended up just blowing up in our face. I mean, offensive game plan was pretty damn good. It worked. They put up yards and points. But what a disaster the defensive game plan was, and what is one of the biggest things coming out of that defensive game plan? 21 didn't play. This ain't rocket science, guys. I mean, like we Bill, you put in all this time. Robert, you invest all this off the field. You build this brand. Me, the quarterback at 40, I got to do extra things to make myself what I am at 40, 41. How do we let that one slip?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm anxious to hear these quotes and hear them,
Foles,
not just read them.
Blunt, Smith, Aguilar, Selleck, third tight end that got a $21 million. Oh, just the personnel. It's hard to accept.
Zoe loses sleep over it still.
I can't still watch. I lost to them.
You know what I deleted off the DVR yesterday?
Well,
you know what I deleted?
Super Bowl.
I did. I deleted it.
All gone.
It's got to go.
Super Bowl.
It's got to go. Still got 51 on there, though. In case I need it.
You know, why would you need it?
In case you need it.
Why not?
Just to pick me up, you know? In case you need it.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to headlines with Hardy. And I want to get back to my point on Alex Cora.
Yeah.
In his lineup card yesterday. We'll do it next.